This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Drinking Bros NFL Prediction Show, brought to you by BuyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Or you can get rake backs if you're a day one homie. Daddy doesn't need him this weekend. As always, we're joined by our co-host, the host of Wolf Untamed, Mr. Derek Wolf. Derek, how are you?
Doing well.
Are you?
Doing well. I'm doing great. Doing fucking great. Just got back from the gym. Doing some big squats today.
Oh, yeah? Any PRs? What are you squatting these days?
I'm not PRing in a fucking public gym, right? Like,
yeah.
But I'm doing sets of 405 for sets of six, so.
Okay. No, I mean, it's not bad. It's okay. But, you know, maybe look on improving it. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, Derek, are you a big college football guy?
I am.
Yeah, dude, so, you know, we always say my bookie at the top of the show and all that shit. Dude, I took him for $23,000 this weekend, and the listeners bet on it. They were not stoked. I got every single one of those college games. I wanted to ask you your opinion, I swear to God, because we post the bet slips over there. But I wanted to ask you your opinion on this college football playoff. Are you into it, the 12 team, or no?
I am into it because it gives teams like Boise an opportunity, you know? Okay. Because otherwise, I mean, I was a part of a team. We were undefeated in 2009-2010 season. We were undefeated 12-0, and we didn't get a crack at like a national championship, you know? Which would have kept Brian Kelly as our coach. Like, he would have stayed and coached us through those. Instead, we ended up getting stuck in a Sugar Bowl playing against Tebow in his senior year without a coach. So, you know, we were fucked from the beginning. But, yeah, I think it's great, man. I think it sucks for teams that, like, that feel entitled. Like Alabama, they feel like they're fucking entitled to get in. But, sorry, you're not. You're not good enough this year.
I agree.
Now just being in the SEC isn't enough. Now it's that can hurt you as being in the SEC. It can hurt you. If you're not one of the top two schools in the SEC, you're not going.
No. And I think, look, you know, they asked for it. We said this the other day, but they asked for four SEC schools, four Big Ten schools. The Big Ten and the SEC got together. I think they'll eventually jam that in, but I also think they'll extend it to, you know, 14 and then 16 teams. And it's going to be a whole, you know, fucking thing. Me personally, I hate it just because I don't think there's enough good teams for it. But
they shouldn't get in. It shouldn't.
I agree. Yeah,
it should be two. You need to pick. Well, you need to pick. I think they should make it a 16 team bracket.
Oh, really? Okay, so you want to jack it up? I want to jack back down. But let's hear your example from Cincinnati being undefeated, because I didn't know that story.
We were undefeated, and if you remember, it was Nebraska was playing Texas, Colt McCoy.
Yep.
And Ndamukong Suh chased him out of bounds, and he fucking had like time on the clock, and they kicked a field goal and won.
Big 12 jobbed Nebraska in that game. They were in Texas's pocket. Fuck the Big 12 and fuck Texas.
So what number did you finish at, Derek, in the polls?
Three.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. And you didn't get to play because it was the top two back then.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have won?
No.
Okay. This is why I say this. This is exactly what I said. All right, cool. If you would have said yes, maybe you could have changed my mind.
The thing is, though, like, I don't know, though, because, dude, Florida was so fucking good. Like, they were so good.
Yeah.
It was we could stuck with them in the first half, and it was the depth that hurt us. Like, Riley Cooper was telling you remember Riley Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was telling the DB what route he was going to run and running and catching the ball.
God damn.
It was just, you don't have the depth. We didn't have the depth that they had, you know, but we were sticking with them up front. Like, they couldn't run the ball on us. And we were having good, like, decent success on offense. But as the game went on, it just got to be too much. But, you know, I mean, I think that if you are in a playoff team, if you're a team like that that can stick around in the playoffs every year, you're going to bring in better recruits. And, you know, then the NIL money is going to get better. I do think that they need to extend because you have so many divisions with, like, where you get a team that's like, hey, we're pretty fucking, like, SMU, right? SMU is a good fucking team. Like, they're playing really good football. You know, in these smaller conferences, they need an opportunity. We were in the Big East at the time, and they still didn't show us enough respect, you know, and it was...
SMU is in the ACC, bud. That's not a small conference.
Yeah, SMU is in the ACC. I don't believe in SMU at all. I know that they'll look like shit for 3/4 of that game.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, because they're going to Penn State, and you can have fun there.
And Clemson is coming here to Austin to play Texas, too. We'll see. I mean, if those two games are good, then maybe Miami's got a gripe about not getting in.
Maybe, you know what I mean? And then maybe I'll feel differently about it if these games are close. But if you end up beating all these spreads, because they're all really fucking high for all these games, for those college games, if you end up beating all these spreads, then it's like, all right, you're back to the old days where, you know, there was a fucking blowout in the first BCS game every single year.
Maybe, but the spread on Clemson, Texas is what, 11?
11.
That's probably a lot. That's probably too high. On Penn State SMU it's 9. That's probably too high as well. And to be fair, on the other side of it, Indiana Notre Dame is 7.5. That's too low. I think that should be higher.
Bob is still sticking with his Indiana pick there.
Hoosiers are gonna win the game on the field.
I don't think that's true.
I don't either.
You know, even if they keep these games close, and look, it's going to 14 next year too. So
yeah.
Here's the thing. The SEC has so many good teams. You almost, like, I can understand the Big Ten only staying at 2, but I do think the SEC, you do need to extend it to, like, at least 3, right? Like, you need at least 3 teams from the SEC because you got Texas, Georgia, and Alabama. Those 3 teams are always going to be fucking good.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously you got your Tennessees of the world and occasionally in Oklahoma and all that other stuff.
Ole Miss, South Carolina.
Because, I mean, look, if you were going to open it up to, let's say, 16 this year.
And Missouri.
The teams that are hot there, South Carolina would have a better shot. I think South Carolina would have a better shot against Notre Dame than Indiana has.
I think so too, for sure. And I agree with Derek. Just to give some perspective that I always tell people on the SEC that people forget, is so Missouri this year had the 19th best recruiting class in the country. Top 25 recruiting class. Fucking awesome. They're 11th in the SEC.
Yeah.
They're 19th in the country. They're 11th in the SEC.
Yeah. At a certain point, though, you sign up for the SEC, you know what you're getting into. Exactly. You got to win the game. Sometimes the games have to matter, right?
Yes. I wish the games did matter. And because some Ohio State fans had hit me up after our show yesterday, and they said, hey, With Penn State in the 5 slot, not only do they have the best slot in all of the playoffs, I mean, it's magical, and they can just ease right into the national championship there. but also, they lost to Ohio State at home, and how did they stay in that position versus everything else?
That's why the playoffs, a playoff situation is great, because I think they should have a chance to, like, they should get to play them again. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, that's why you think about, okay, we want to add teams. We should have 4 teams from the SEC, 4 teams from the Big Ten. I can understand that argument because you do have, you got in the Big Ten, you have Oregon now, you have Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. You know, Michigan State will find a way to get back to being good again.
Yeah, they used to be good. Yeah. I mean,
Washington as well will be good again.
Yeah, sometime. Washington will be good again too.
You know, you have, and then that creates competition to get to the top four of your because the top four from your conference should make it in there. Mm-hmm. So that gives USC. Like that makes those games fucking matter even more throughout the season. Yeah. You know,
USC's in there too, and the other part of that is, are we going to see a continued contraction of conferences and a stacking of best teams in two conferences, right? I don't know that that's true. I mean, we're in the first year of this new era, and not only does the ACC have two teams in the CFP, mm-hmm. which I would not have predicted, the second team out, the first team out is Alabama. The second team out is Miami.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So next year, if it was next year's rules, Alabama and Miami would be in this as well. That would be three ACC teams.
Correct.
So how does Clemson and Florida State, which, by the way, I don't know what fucking bargaining power they have, but how does Clemson and Florida State go back to the ACC or go into a court and say it's better for our university to be in this other conference? Like, how do you make that case?
I don't think you can anymore. And looking at it for the long run here, shit, man. Some of these SEC schools, I mean, even an Ole Miss – an Ole Miss would fucking trash SMU. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just...
Maybe. Ole Miss lost at home to Kentucky, who sucks.
Yeah, but Kentucky barely... I mean, they lost to Georgia by one point.
But here's the thing, though. Kentucky's still an SEC school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have to think about that. So here's what people don't understand is that, like, guys... That's why the teams like Kansas had unbelievable defensive backs. Yeah. You know, we had Aqib Talib, just an LDM two, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr., two Hall of Famers, because it was an SEC school.
We're talking about
a big 12 school.
We're talking about the same Kentucky team that just lost 41-14 to Louisville.
Yeah, but they're still an SEC school, so you get to play. It's about who you get to play against. So you're going to bring in good recruits, just because you know you're going to get those four stars and a couple of those five star guys, just because they're looking to go to an SEC school. They just don't have the offers from the big SEC schools. So you're going to get good guys to go there. You know, like for example, that's the other thing. Like rivals.com is the one fucking rating all these players, so, which is a fucking scam. So a guy gets a four, like Terrell Pryor, right? Remember how good he was?
Oh yeah. Pennsylvania.
He should have never been rated that. He should have never been a five-star recruit. He was playing, like the guys he was playing against in Pennsylvania were fucking dog turds.
It was 2A. Like, he wasn't 4A.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing against like the tiny. He was the biggest guy on his fucking team.
Yeah, I remember in the state championship for 2A, he caught, ran, and threw a touchdown pass.
But yeah. I will say this: he turned out to be not only an amazing quarterback in college, but then to switch positions in the NFL and play for what, 8 years as a wide receiver.
He was solid.
It's nuts to me. I mean, because it's a lot of people think, man, if you're not a superstar, you don't win a Super Bowl or something like you. That you're unsuccessful. It's like, no, you're part of an elite fraternity that made the NFL where the rest of us couldn't, who played high school football and everything else. So I don't ever look down on anybody who played in the NFL where it's just like, hey, dude, you got the money, you played for a long time, congratulations. Like, it's fucking hard.
There's a benefit. There should be a linear benefit to recruiting just by being in the SEC, even if you are a Vanderbilt or a Kentucky or whomever.
Oh, yeah.
Else, right?
There
here's the proof that there is. I don't have the data for this year, but last year, 367 people who were on starting NFL rosters were from the SEC. The next closest is the Big Ten at 288, almost 100.
And by the way, most of those are Ohio State players because Ohio State leads the NFL and players. So like even leaning on the conference like that for the Big Ten, it's like
this. And this is before they plussed up to 16 and 18 respectively. This is from last year, right?
Yeah.
So Big Ten and then is 288. That is of the Power Five conferences, which were still a thing last year. That's 53%. 53% of Power Five conferences. Conference players who play in the NFL on starting or on active rosters came from those two top conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just making this shit up.
Right.
It isn't just about the end result of championships or no championships, by the way. The quality is the highest quality players are in those two conferences.
Yeah.
And think about it this way, Dan, when these scouts are watching film and watching tape on on Texas, right? They're watching Texas. Texas is playing fucking Kentucky. If you're a guy that plays on Kentucky, you are going to fucking play as hard as you fucking can that game and try to ball the fuck out, because when you're going to jump off the screen for them. You know what I mean? You're like, who's this fucking number? You know, pick a number. Who's this number 95 from fucking Kentucky fucking balling out, you know?
Yeah. And
it's like, that's the only way for that to happen is you play against bigger schools. Like, at being at Cincinnati, playing against West Virginia all the time, playing against fucking Pitt and Syracuse, like, that's not going to get you like this crazy national exposure. But when we play against teams like Tennessee and Oklahoma, those are the games that the scouts are always, that's the ones they brought up to me. They're like, oh, we watched that Tennessee game and fucking loved what you did.
And then
I had three sacks, and they're like, no, we didn't care about that.
And if you're in the NFL, you got to love that too. A concentration of all the best players at your feeder system is a good thing. The reason is,
do they call it a camp? Is it a concentration camp?
I would like it to be, but I don't know if they're allowed to say that anymore.
Okay,
We've seen these quarterbacks from teams that have nothing but first round draft pick wide receiver after first round draft pick wide receiver. Justin Fields, that dude that got hit by the truck from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Pretty much any quarterback from Alabama, they fail when they get the NFL typically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't face that level of competition. But when you see, like, Joe Burrow is the exception that proves the rule. He's the only guy that had that kind of firepower at the college level that was elite in the NFL as well.
But he also was able to bring his guys that he played in college.
Yeah, that's a big part of it too. So when you're looking at 5 years down the road in the NFL, instead of having this shitty draft class for quarterbacks we're going to have this year, you're not going to have the dudes who threw for 5,000 yards in college and 50 touchdowns, right? But what you're going to have are guys like Patrick fucking Mahomes. You're going to have Matt Stafford. You're going to have Bakers. You're going to have fucking Jared Goffs. You're going to have CJ Strouds. People that can actually competently play the position in the NFL because they played top-level talent, mm-hmm. right? And that if you're an NFL guy, you've got to like that.
First of all, you should have mentioned Bo Nix.
Bo Nix has got to do it more than 1 year. But he's on track. He looks really good right now.
He does look good. And if this continues, which we have no reason to believe it won't, because he hasn't showed that yet. Whereas a Richardson, who knows? But I mean, you'll be at that level. And does it help too if you're a little older too? If you stay an extra year like a Bo Nix, maybe it does.
I mean, look at the other alternative is like Josh Allen's a freak athlete, so he can get away with a lot of shit that other people can't, frankly, right? But it still has taken him some years to become a good quarterback. He was a good athlete playing quarterback for a while. Now he's a good quarterback, and the stats reflect that. Jordan Love is another guy like that, freak athlete, didn't have a lot of college exposure, got to sit behind a pretty good quarterback for a while, but even he is behind the learning curve right now. Right,
either like 10-3.
No. He's got 11 picks this year, right?
Yeah,
and a couple fumbles as well. Like he's inefficient right now, but that he's where Josh Allen was 2-3 years ago. He'll get there. He's a smart guy, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, how if you can have more of that work happen against solid competition in the SEC and the Big Ten when they're in college, when you're not paying them, especially in the new economics of football, when you got 4 years, maybe five, to figure out if this guy's good enough. Yeah, that's got to be exciting for NFL guys.
For sure. And then real quick here before we get started, speaking of great QBs, Raiders Aiden O'Connell has a knee bone bruise, so we don't know if he's going
to
play.
Just
this weekend,
sit it out, dude. There's no reason to play now.
Well, like, I don't think they're out of quarterbacks now, right?
He can't afford to sit out.
No, he can't. He's got to play.
If you're a backup quarterback, you have to be relied on.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately, like, you got to play hurt sometimes, a lot of times.
Is he third string or?
He was.
Because they're 2-11.
Yeah. I don't know who's left on that roster because Minshew's out.
Desmond Ridder.
Oh, God. Is it Ridder time, dude?
Yeah.
That's your boy in Cincinnati. Mr. Batted Passes himself, dude.
They've got a guy named Carter Bradley who's from South Alabama who's on that roster as well.
No shit. Yeah. You don't say. All right, kids, you know the rules. We'll go over last week's hits and misses and then go to next week's picks. Start off with that Thursday night game. It was the banger we all said it was going to be. 34-31 there, although Jared Goff was down on that last play on the handoff and fourth down. What did you think about that, Derek, going forward on fourth down, even though you were already in field goal range?
You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And that's how Dan Campbell looks at it. And that's, and his team takes on that same mentality. So like, if it wouldn't have worked, they, you know what I mean? They'd be like, well, you know, that's what we do. So like nobody, it wasn't a surprise to anybody. You know, I know people, I think it was Teddy Bruschi was like fucking losing his mind. He was like, well, that's not how you win championships, which he would know, you know, he was on some championship teams. So, but at the end of the day, man, that's the way they do things. That's the way they fucking do it. And it worked.
Yeah, yeah, it worked. Lions continue to roll. Only question is the injuries on defense, if that eventually catches up with them. We'll find out this week. Next up, Jacksonville versus Tennessee. I wish this game never would have happened. I know none of us watched it, and nobody cared. It was 10-6. If you're out there betting on this, please get some help. Go to the suicide hotline and or call your father. Try to reconnect with somebody in your past. You shouldn't be doing this in real life. Next up, Rodgers tried to play his best, had his best game of the year, wasn't good enough yet again. Jets are 3-10. Did you see the documentary that's coming out over in a week here on Netflix, Derek?
Yeah, I saw that's coming out. I don't think it's a good move. No. If I was him, I would be like, hey, can we just like wait until I retire to put this out?
He did it, man. I mean, look, he's got all the say in that one, and I know that personally. There,
did you see what his ex-girlfriend said?
Shailene Woodley.
Yep. She said that he made her fucking miserable. Like she fucking wanted to kill herself, pretty much, because he just manipulated her and fucking played mind games with her.
He's got a lot of feminine energy. I'll say that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's a bitch or anything, but. He's a bitch.
Yeah, he's there's something off.
What do you think is going to happen there? Because I look
with his life or career?
With the career, I look around the league. Like the Jets have to cut him. There's no way, just to save face at this point. It's hard to admit when you're wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot on this show. We have a bunch of different shows. I've done the math. If 1% of the stuff I say is wrong or stupid, that's 7 minutes per fucking week. That's memorialized forever on the internet, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to eat shit sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're wrong. It's okay. Move on with your life. but taking the steps to make up for the wrongness you've done can be more difficult sometimes. I think people are resistant to that. The Jets need to cut Aaron Rodgers. I would do it right now. I would not wait till the end of the season. I would make a statement out of it. You're fucking cancer. Get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And I would hire Robert Saleh back if he would take the job. I would hire him back immediately.
Yeah. The one question, though, for you, Derek, in that scenario, I think somebody would want to pick up Rodgers because if you.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
The Cleveland Browns.
No. The Cleveland Browns have Jameis Winston, who's electric. Electric player.
Yeah, he's electric. Just like
one of the most fun players to watch. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what should happen. If I'm the Raiders, right? If I am the Las Vegas Raiders, I'm going to bring Rodgers in. I'm going to draft Shedeur Sanders. All right, and then I'm going to see if Aaron Rodgers can like lead us into that second. Just have him play there for a year, and then he can retire after that. You know what I mean? Just have Rodgers come to Vegas. And maybe it'll humble him. Maybe we're hoping for the same effect that Russell Wilson had.
bring him to Vegas and then bench him immediately.
Bring him to Vegas, and if it doesn't work out, you have Shedeur Sanders that you just drafted. Now you can give him a shot.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think, you know, if they did cut him tomorrow, which I agree with you on, they should, I think another team would pick him up immediately. And how wild would that be if somebody who is just like a quarterback down or somebody gets injured?
The Raiders.
He just comes in. No. The Raiders are out of it. They're 2-11. But let's say it was a contender.
Oh, you mean this season?
Because I'm with you. I think you should cut him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, move on and make a statement out of it. However, I think somebody would come in and pick him up.
Well,
and
I think if you cut him during the season, then you got to pay that full dead cap penalty. They have an out after this year is over.
Okay.
I don't think so. Do they?
I don't think they do either.
I think it changes once the season ends and they can cut him off season. I think if you cut him during the season, it's different.
No, it doesn't matter. The contract is the contract.
I think it's guaranteed pretty much because he restructured in order to get extra players and stuff. And he was like, all right, great. You're going to guarantee that money. So I believe it's a big boy cap hit. And they're going to have to figure it out. It's not Russell Wilson level. Yeah, it's
isn't it like 80 million?
No,
like that?
It's
80 was the total of the deal.
Yeah, if they cut him right now, it would be 66 dead, but that's just for this season. For next year, it's still 50. It's 49 million dead.
Yeah. Ooh, which, boy. Which, I mean, yeah, but think about the damage that's being done to your fucking team right now. Your organization is in the dumps. Like, nobody's going to want to come there. They're not going to be able to get anybody. Like, the only hope they have is to draft guys and create a new culture, because you're not going to be able to bring guys in. That's what. That's the thing. Bringing veterans in, getting veterans to come to your team in free agency and not fucking smash your cap because they're trying to win a championship is the goal. And that's what's happening right now with a team like that. You're going to only guys you're going to get are guys that are in it for the fucking money. That's
so
it.
Let's say Jets finish out the season. They don't win again. And they're 3-14. They'll be in line for one of the top draft choices and a quarterback there. Who would you draft if you were the Jets out of this current college crop?
The Army quarterback.
And just have him run an option all game? Goddamn, yeah, dude.
Just run like an option.
It'd be awesome. It'd be so fun to watch where you're just like
run a wing T option. Just run like a Veer offense.
Just go old school with it. Put leather helmets back on and say, fuck it. That's great.
That's the thing. I don't know what quarterback is. I don't see a quarterback that jumps out to me that's like, we got it. They should have that guy.
Me neither. I don't like any of them, man. I don't like any in this class.
And, you know, but I do think there are some good football players in this draft, though. That's why it's going to be an interesting draft, because you have Travis Hunter, who is going to make any team better. Yeah. It doesn't matter who it is. Any team he goes on, he's going to make them better immediately.
And he'll go one, right?
I think he's the – I don't know. I think
– It depends on who's got the pick. If it's a team that needs a quarterback, they're going to – like
Shedeur Sanders will be the quarterback.
Every fucking year some asshole does this. I'll tell you this as well. Ashton Jeanty is going in the top 10.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's going to go top five, I think.
Maybe top five, yeah, which is a mistake.
I think he's going to go top five. He'll be a top five pick.
You think he'll be a Cowboy? They need a fucking running back.
They need a lot.
If I was the Cowboys, that's who I would be trying to get, because that's what they really need, a running back. Like,
yes,
and that guy is a fucking dog.
He's going to be very good in the NFL.
Yeah,
I know he plays at a smaller school, but Boise puts a ton of dudes in the NFL. Fucking D-Law from Boise State.
Yeah.
LeGarrette Blount. Yeah, there's a ton of dudes from Boise that go into the NFL. One and two. If you watch that motherfucker run. To me,
he looks like Saquon Barkley.
He looks like, well, he's smaller. He looks like a better Le'Veon Bell, like a younger Le'Veon Bell. He gets the ball, and there's a stutter. There's a half-second stutter behind the offensive line where he looks around and sees where shit is, and he makes good fucking decisions, man.
Yeah.
God damn. A guy like that in the NFL, like, the Cowboys' offensive line is not bad, by the way.
No. They have... The pieces.
Yeah, they could be okay.
Also, Dak Prescott sucks.
Common misconception by Rob. He did not play at Boise. He punched a Boise State player in the face.
Forgot about that.
Well, that counts.
That counts. You played Boise.
And it was a white guy, so technically it was a hate crime.
Man, I don't like racism on this show. Sorry that I said that in a black voice. All right, we'll move on to the Falcons versus the Vikings. What do we say here? Falcons are terrible.
I said it yesterday on recap.
Eight
pass deflections. Yep. Again. Over the last four losses, he has averaged eight pass deflections a game.
A game. And he had two more picks in this one. He's awful. Here's what I wanted to ask you, though, Derek, is I heard some chatter from some NFL execs earlier here that said, look, if Penix truly was the guy and he was just killing it in fucking practice,
he'd be starting right now.
Is that true? Yeah,
yes, 1,000%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Like you would just say Cousins has this injury or that injury and you would put him on the IR. Probably, exactly. Right? Fuck, man.
Exactly what they would do.
Because they're a game out in this dog shit division, which is the worst in football. And if he was the dude, he would probably be in there. And all the players, I would imagine, you see an exciting rookie come in, you guys probably all get together and be like, all right, let's pop this fucking dude in.
Well, when a GM makes decisions like this, he should be fucking fired. Because
I agree.
Dan, you say it all the time. Without consequence, accountability means fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, what's he going to say? If he says he's sorry and I made a mistake, okay, well, you're fucking fired. Like, that's what happens. Like, this is a production league. This league is about production. So if you're a GM and you're making bad fucking picks, same with fucking, what's it, old fuck from Dallas, Jerry Jones. He needs to hire a fucking general manager and put his ego aside, or else he is going to ruin the legacy that he's built. He's built such an amazing legacy that he's going to fuck it off here at the end because of his ego. Like, that's what's happening. You have to have a GM that's competent.
Yeah.
Look at the Eagles. Look at the Ravens. Look at what these great GMs that are stick around for a long time. And that GM fucking mentors the GM below him, and he takes his spot. The general manager is such an important spot on a football team. The general manager and a head coach, the two most important spots as far as like non-player spots on a football team. That's the two most important spots.
Yeah.
Is who's your general manager and who's your head coach, and are they fucking working in tandem to get the guys that they need on that team? Because the head coach knows what's going on in the locker room. So he can communicate that to the GM. The GM has to make decisions based on what's going on in the locker room.
But like, Atlanta put their incompetence on full display.
Mm-hmm.
Like the owner of the team had to come down and ask the general manager what the fuck he was thinking when he made that pick.
Yeah, but they were both DEI hires, and like, so it's, to me, this
That's
is all
what
on,
happened.
Yes, and this is all on the fucking owner here. Yeah. And
you know what the worst part of that is? As somebody who's been a fucking an E4 in the military, E4 mafia, a sham artist, is when you're a fucking retard piece of shit. And then another retard piece of shit shows up and starts doing retard stuff. You're like, hey, dude, that's my game. There can't be two of you because now you've exposed us all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there, if a good fucking retard knows how to blame everybody else for what's going on. But when there's two of you and you are the two in control of everything, it's just two dummies. God damn it, dude. Have we gone from who's the worst run organization in the NFL? Is it the Raiders?
Jaguars.
Is it the Raiders, Jaguars, Falcons, or Jets? It's one of those teams.
Let's see. Going in order, I would probably say Jaguars, Raiders, Falcons, Jets. Jets are – like, look, the Jets actually hired a great coach.
But they dismantled their entire team.
They got good pieces. The Jets did.
They brought fucking Hackett in.
Yes.
Because Aaron Rodgers wanted him, and he sucks, and Aaron Rodgers sucks.
Right.
And all they did was poison that team.
Yeah. It's the Jets. They haven't made the playoffs in 13 years.
And the last time they made the playoffs was with Mark Sanchez, right?
That's true, yeah.
Like, they can, they're good enough. That defense is one of the best I've ever seen in my life. And they've done nothing with it.
Nothing.
God damn it, dude.
And even the Falcons, man, they started off with a great defense this year. Now that's gone to dog shit here. They gave up, what, 38 to Denver, 42 to the Vikings. Durr! Had a career high against these dipshits at 347 and five touchdowns.
Give them his flowers.
I'm not. I don't, it's the Falcons.
It's the whole season. Darnold's good.
Sure. Do you want him on your team? Do you want him to be the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think he would be better than fucking
over
what
Jalen
they
Hurts
have right now.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe.
So because he's up, he's going for a contract. The Vikings have said we're
so
not going to resign
money invested
him.
In Hurts. I think we're stuck with Hurts.
Okay, because the Vikings have said, hey, we're going to go with JJ McCarthy, and he's going to be a free agent. One would imagine he's probably going to get that Baker Mayfield deal somewhere. I don't know where that is, but with the way he's played there,
he could get it in Vegas.
Oof, I wouldn't do it if I was Vegas at all. I think
I bet they do.
You want my honest opinion on fucking Durr? Yes, he looks like a fucking blockhead, and that's part of why I've never liked him. But he came into his situation with two of the greatest wide receivers that are playing right now in Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. And if you're a competent quarterback, dude, you can hit those guys all day long. You have a great running back in Aaron Jones. Like, you got a lot.
Yeah, but that's
team.
The thing. So if you've got a team that just needs a quarterback, Aaron or Sam Darnold is a good pick.
Yeah.
You can give him 30 mil a year and get the same productivity you're going to get out of a 50 mil a year guy on that team. But you're not going to put him on a middling team and elevate them.
You know where I think you know where I think it should go? If we're like, I think the best spot then, just talking this out loud, probably Seattle. I think Geno's deal is up.
Seattle would be a great place for him, yeah.
I think Geno's deal is up. They've
Geno's
got the
good.
Best wide receivers there, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The best trio there is. I don't think the Seattle believes in Geno whatsoever, and I think he'll be out of there. And I think that's probably where he ends up.
Maybe. Geno's good too.
Yeah, Geno's doing pretty well this year, but
is he?
Yeah, I mean he's second in the league in passing yards.
Yeah, but he's also 7 years older than Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to reset that, because they've got their oldest of those receivers is Ty Lockett, right? Was he like 29?
Geno's also got another year.
Geno's got 14 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. He's got a QBR of 53%.
Dude, he's slinging the ball.
What are we doing, though? Like, we're not saying he's good, and then we're going to sit here. Like, he's 14 and 12.
Geno for Seattle was a placeholder.
That's what I think.
Until they find the guy that they really want.
Well, I doubt the guy they really want is Sam Darnold.
Well, here's the thing. But the guy's also not in this draft. Unless they believe in Sanders.
Sam Darnold's a better passer than Geno.
100%, you know? Yeah.
Yes. I think there's
I think there's a better chance that Darnold goes to the Rams. Because I feel like Stafford is retiring after this year, and they've got two of the best receivers in the NFL. Other quarterback that's good and established is out there?
And he's from USC, so he'd be going home. Yeah. It'd be a fun story there.
To be honest,
he's cheap. He would probably be the cheapest option.
To be honest, Sam Darnold with Nacua and fucking Cooper Kupp, I think would do well.
He'd be going home at least. So, yeah. next up, we got Saints Giants. Now, it's another one. Do not care about this. Please stop showing these games.
They broke 20 points, which is more than I thought they would do collectively. Yes.
Yeah, it was 14-11 in this game, and my 6-year old's games were higher scores than this.
Ross, before you get going, how pissed off would you be if Seattle and fucking LA get in a bidding war for Sam Darnold and he gets like $60 million?
Oh my god, dude. I mean, look, the comedian, obviously, and me, I would have a lot of laughter over it and wherever he went. But here's the thing is, like, I look at what the Falcons just did this offseason, and we're not any better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to say the Falcons are making fucking big boy moves. We're one of the worst franchises in the NFL, so I have no room to talk on that. Next up was the Eagles against the Panthers here. Saquon Barkley won him this game, but any cause for concern here with Hurts going forward out of you, Derek?
I mean, I don't know what it is about Carolina that they just, like, show up sometimes. You know, sometimes they just fucking show up and play good football.
Yeah,
they can – the reason that they do that is that they can run the fucking ball. What's his nuts?
Chuba Hubbard.
He can run the ball.
Yeah,
like if you put him on a good team, he's getting you a hundred a game.
I know he's gonna die there in Carolina.
Yeah, but you know when they get it right, when the other team's run defense isn't on point that day or whatever, he fucking usually puts up good numbers.
The only concern I have about the Eagles now is like with Barkley getting this many carries every single game, will he be exhausted in the playoffs? Because he's leading the fucking load here.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed recently, but they have started to spell him more with Kenneth Gainwell. Remember, they've got a couple of running backs over Philly.
Oh, yeah.
They were by committee up until this year, so they still have Gainwell. They still got Will Shipley from Clemson.
But they're going to have to play out the rest of the year because you still got to go for Detroit. Detroit's only got one loss. Eagles got two, so he's got to keep playing the rest of the year.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, Philly plays Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah, but I think home field in Philly means more than it does in Detroit.
I don't know. Those Detroit fans are going to be fucking pumped.
Yeah, it's not that. I just mean with the weather, the atmosphere out there in Philly, it's fucking freezing there at those playoff games. I've been there, and you know, not only the fans rowdy, but that weather's going to matter. Detroit's in a dome, so you want to get them out of the dome, which is why I think Philly is going to play out this season because it would really help Philly, I think, in my opinion.
By the way, the last home playoff game for the Lions, 1993.
Was it really?
Against the Packers.
Great year. That was the year of my birth.
Yeah.
Next up, Browns and your boy, Jameis Winston. they lost to the Steelers there, and the Browns are now 3-10. I did like Jameis Winston asking Christ himself to help him get rid of the pick sixes. And I thought that was a nice interview at the end of the game there. No word back yet from Christ as if he's going to help him out. Next up, Raiders, Buccaneers. Baker is baking. They're now in first place there. Congratulations to them. Raiders aren't a real team that exists in this league.
And Mike Evans back. I mean, really, Baker's got to that point where he just needs the one guy.
Yep.
He's a very good NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Baker's been forcing it recently. Last 2 weeks, he's thrown a lot of interceptions, actually. He's just some bad throws he needs to get away with. He needs to stop.
Yeah, but he look, 295 and three touchdowns is pretty good. That Bucky Irving Jr. and White's back. They could do some shit. I have this tight end, too, on my fantasy team, Otten. And God damn it, he's been good this year. I didn't know where he came from in high school or college.
Is it Iowa? Because it looks like a guy from
he
Iowa.
He looks like it. And he's a honky. And he was undrafted. And
he's
got to
be Pacific league. Northwest or Iowa.
It's Washington Huskies.
There you go. next up, Seattle beat the Cardinals. Derek, you said to bet against Kyler Murray because the new Call of Duty has come out. So you were correct again.
Yeah, I talked to my barber. So he's in an elimination league, right? And it's just him and one other guy now. And you can't, I don't know if you've done one of these before, but you can't pick the same team twice in a season.
Correct.
So he's down to just the Broncos and the Cardinals. And I'm like, don't bet the Cardinals. Like, they've lost four in a row ever since that new Call of Duty came out. He hasn't won a fucking game. And by the way, Denver is on the way up.
I know. Next up, Bills at the Rams. Okay, Derek, this one fucking boned me. And that loser, Josh Allen, dude. I don't care about his six touchdowns. What I care about is he lost his fucking game, and now the Chiefs might not have to play that last game of the season against the fucking Broncos. Like, God damn it, does that bone me, man. I mean, shit.
That does. I can't believe they lost this one. I mean, they did, man. I mean, it was the fact that Buffalo even came back, though.
Yeah. I know they had to go for like 9 onside kicks at the end. It really wasn't as close as this score indicates. I watched it because I don't want the tattoo, obviously. And I'm like, motherfucker, we got to win this game. And then they didn't do it.
The Rams are so close to being a contender.
I know.
Like, they're just missing some pieces, which you can't, there's nothing you can do about it now, but they're
It's a fun fucking team to watch, man. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, and they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Kyren Williams and Blake Corum.
Rams have good depth on their defense.
They do on defense. Yeah. They just don't have like a fucking superstar. Like, they don't have.
Maybe Aaron Donald comes back. Yeah, they don't have Aaron Donald.
Maybe fucking Micah Parsons. I don't know if you saw his face last night after that fucking play.
Oh, boy.
But maybe he's available now.
I know. Well, he will be soon.
Get the fuck out of Dallas.
It'd be fun if Aaron Donald just came back for the playoffs just one more time and started eating people's faces, because this is a decent team and they're really fun to watch. I enjoyed this game, by the way. It was probably the game of the weekend. However, it fucks me in the tattoo. So thanks again, Josh Allen. Next up, Bears 49ers here. 49ers just absolutely shit pumped them. Got this one right. 49ers are just throwing bodies out there. And they're winning games.
The Bears are going up against replacement level teams right now and still getting their shit pushed
just
in.
Just crushed.
And I don't think I don't like Caleb Williams, but I don't think any of this is his fault. I think that coaching staff fucking sucks.
That organization's cursed.
That ball slipped out of his hand because he had those wet fingernails still.
Yeah, you got to let those dry, dude. You got to let the Vietnamese ladies blow on him a little more, you know?
Well, you wait right here.
And then now he's like, I got to go play a game. Sorry. next up, the Chiefs, Chargers. All right.
Fuck me. Shoot me in the face.
You and I were talking after this game. It's all a joke. And I feel like it's all a big, huge joke on us week after week after week. And then not only does it come down to a field goal, then it hits the upright and then goes through. Half the stadium didn't know. The announcers didn't know. I had to look at the referee at the bottom right of the screen to make sure that it went through. It's so rare that it doesn't even happen in high school that much, let alone in a fucking NFL game that you're able to squeeze one through like that. Is this just God's team at this point? Or, I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, Dan, I think I sent it to you. I sent you that little skit that they're doing. There's an Instagram account doing these dark magic skits where it's like Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey, and they're fucking doing favors for the devil.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Have you seen them?
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Man, whatever's going on is going on, and you can't convince me that they're not going to win the Super Bowl. I don't really give a shit that every game is 1-2 points apiece. And it's actually making it easier to bet on every single week. Shit, I mean, literally, just take whatever the spread is. The Chiefs will not cover it, so fuck it. And it doesn't matter. Last but not least, got this one right as well. This was Bengals, Cowboys. All right. Had a monster fucking weekend. $23,000 plus this one ended up being $23,500 total. However, I did not deserve this one at all. I didn't deserve this game, and I know it. I watched that play happen, and I was so stunned.
I didn't even know that was the rule.
I didn't either.
Like, I figure if you try to punt, it's like a field goal. If you kick the ball and they block it and then you recover it, you're just down wherever you're down.
Yes. And Derek, I've never seen it, dude. And I've fucking punted in high school. Like, I've never seen this.
It goes past the line of scrimmage. It went past the line of scrimmage. That means that it's...
I've never seen that happen, so I didn't know that was a fucking rule.
I've never seen it in high school either.
A block punt usually goes backwards, right?
That's coaching incompetence. That's their special teams coach has not gone over that scenario. Mm. That's the thing. Dan, when you're going into a fucking any mission, you go through every scenario, right? Mm-hmm. That's what every football game that I've ever played, the special teams coach has taken you through all these fucking scenarios. And you're like, God, why are we going over this? It's for moments like that. Because that guy should have fucking, that's called poison. The ball is poison now. Get the fuck away from it. Like, it's been blocked. Get the fuck away from it. You're going to have great field position. Mm-hmm. The fact that he even tried to catch that it's just moronic. It's because he wasn't coached. He wasn't fucking paying attention. He was eating McDonald's or something. Like, that's, but who knows, man? It's a coaching error.
Do you scream out poison when that happens in the live game?
When that ball is anywhere, like when it gets blocked and it's fucking going across the line of scrimmage, it's poison.
Okay.
Because think about how many guys' backs are turned. Like everybody's backs are turned. They don't know what the fuck's going on. So it's poison. So you just fucking run, scatter, get the fuck away.
I wonder what the possibility is that a couple of people on the field didn't know that that was the rule.
I didn't,
to be honest.
I mean,
I've never heard of that before. It makes sense because you're attempting to change possession. It would be the same thing on a kickoff, right?
But if you're an NFL,
like an onside kick, the one we saw the Oregon kicker drilled the Ohio State guy in the chest,
right?
Like that makes sense, and that's the same rule, I guess. So
it is, but like it's so rare to see that you're like, all right, cool. But to Derek's point, though, if you're in the NFL. And you're a special teams coach, and all you do is work with your special teams every goddamn day.
Yeah, this
is should know the fucking rules.
This isn't some obscure rule like Ryan Day got fucked by Oregon because of 12 men on the field. That's not what this is.
No.
In a heartbreaking twist, if I recall correctly, and this is on coaching, but also sucks for this guy. I believe that player who did that had just been activated.
Oh God!
So he was new to the roster. They needed to fill a spot.
So he probably didn't know.
Well,
you know,
now he knows.
I think that you don't, if you forget about it, you know, I mean, like he probably does, like after it happened, he's probably like, fuck, I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, because you forget, you know what I mean? Because it's not fresh in your mind. But that shows you, man, like you fucking bring a guy up and he hasn't been in a special team meeting. Well, that's on the fucking coach. Like he's got to be, you got to sit down with him and be like, look, here's a position you're going to be on special teams. Like, you have to know that if the ball gets blocked and comes across the line of scrimmage, get the fuck away from it.
But for me, not only did that last play beat the over, but it also beat the 4.5. It was Cincy minus 4.5. So, I mean, we covered on everything because of it. And I was just like, God damn. I mean, it was so lucky that I was, what are the chances? You had a freak play like that.
I mean, it's two dumb moves in the same week. That cost teams game. Kadarius Toney did something stupid as well.
Yeah.
And he got cut today.
Yep. So, and that's what happens.
He's a dipshit.
All right, kids, we got some sponsors here to put the shit wagon on the air. After that, we'll get to next week's picks. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today. If you're a day one homie and you've been betting with MyBookie for years, which we all have, they're doing rake backs if you lost. It appears, according to the DMs, though, that everybody took the picks here and we all had a great, great weekend. And then whenever MyBookie doesn't repost shit for me, I know that they're pissed. But sorry, I'm not here to fucking lose, all right? I don't want to lose. Now I'm up. Really fucking big on the year, which is crazy. So fun times ahead. College football playoffs are coming up. All the new odds are out for the national champions. They're weird, man. Ohio State is still third somehow in that fucking thing. Like if you believe in a Notre Dame, they're at like 11-1 right now. Those are great odds. Boise's at like 60-1. If you want to have some funsies there. I'd also sprinkle Penn State at this point just due to their path. Mm-hmm. And Heisman Trophy nominations have been announced. It is still expected, though, that Hunter's going to win, so not really any money there. If you want to sprinkle Genty, go ahead and have some fun with it. But tons of NFL to bet on, tons of college to bet on, all the futures, and their live casino is second to none. Check in on the Friday Night Blackjack show and watch Delco and Bob. You're actually playing real dealers from around the world. However, you're muted, so you can't scream in their faces after you win or lose.
It's car dealers, not drug dealers that you're playing, by the way.
Correct. I wish I was playing drug dealers.
Yeah, it'd be more entertaining if we were playing four drugs.
Yeah, it was. So go to mybookie.com, use that promo code DRINKYBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkinbros. I took my microfactors. All right, I've already done that today. So I don't have to take the bag out right now. It does sit right next to my computer, though, every single day. Huge fan of the microfactors. It gets all the essential vitamins in me on a daily basis that, let's face it, I would forget about it. They put them in pouches for me. It's got the big six, the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. They're also a massive protein company. They got powdered protein. They got the bars here, these level one bars of the jam. God damn it, is there only two left? Gary quit eating these things, you fucking loser.
I don't think Gary's eating anything good.
He was shitting his pants yesterday, so like I think he was forced to change his diet overnight. That's just my guess here because some of those bars are missing. The supplements are amazing, and then their protein sticks are lights out as well. Highly recommend the breakfast sausages. Those are my faves. Have those in the morning. They also come in jalapeno as well. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkinbros. Today, we're going to get free shipping on orders over $75, and that is First Form, spelled with a one. That is one STPHORM, firstform.com/drinkinbros. Next up, we got Lucy. Lucy's in the house here. We got the old Lucy Breakers. Boom. This, my log's already open here. My Yule log of Lucy. Lucy's 100% nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken up to release extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. My favorite flavor here is the old wintergreen. Why? Because I'm old school. That's what I used to have in college. And it lives with you, bro. What can I say? But they got a ton of other flavors here. I think we got 4 or 5 on the desk. Yeah, I'm old school, dude. Strength-wise, though, I'm new school. Like, I only take a little bit. Daddy's already jacked up to fucking 10 on a daily basis anyways, so I'll stick with the 2 milligram and go easy on it. When you pop one in right after lunch, or if you're feeling tired, just need a little pop of energy in the afternoon. So when you pop one of these little guys in your face and get going. So level up your nicotine routine today with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/drinkinbros. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that is lucy.co, and use the code DRINKINBROS to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified. Warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Last but not least, drinkinbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games, they're super fucking cheap, man. Even tomorrow night's game. Rams at the 49ers, $50. If you want to take the family out, man, now's a good time to do it. Get outside. Get off the fucking screens. Go see a live show. Go see a concert. Go see a football game. Go do something. Go see your favorite comedian. Take your wife out or your husband or your tran lover. Or I don't, whatever it is.
Go watch bum fights.
Yeah, dude.
Like, we'll sell tickets.
We'll sell tickets to bum fights. We sell tickets to everything. $10 cheaper than StubHub. Head on over to drinkitbrostickets.com. to get tickets for any event in all occasions. All right, first game up, Thursday night game. Actually, a pretty decent game. Rams are 7-6. 49ers are staying in it. They're hanging in there at 6-7. This is 49ers minus 2.5. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, they're on a roll, man, it feels like. Man, the 49ers still have a good defense, though. Who you got?
Tough to say.
I know. Tough game.
That Garindo guy looks pretty good. I don't know where the fuck they keep finding running backs.
No.
But
he looks like he came straight from Mexico.
Trent Williams is supposed to be back. Garrido is supposed to be back. They're just questionable, but they're not supposed to miss any time. And then Greenlaw is supposed to be back for this game as well. He's supposed to be back on the active roster by Thursday. That's his time. That's when his IR runs out, and that's when his estimated return date is. So, man, the Rams have been playing really well. The 49ers had a good game as well last week. The defense looked better than it has all season, actually.
Purdy had a good game.
They didn't play as good of a team.
Sure.
Yeah, it was Chicago.
Yeah, it was Chicago. But they look pretty good. I think with Greenlaw back, too, it's going to be a problem. But I think the Rams usually don't do well in San Francisco for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why that would be a particularly tough place to play, especially if you're both West Coast teams.
And there's like, not their fans don't really show up.
Well, I mean they'll beat
until, unless they're really good.
They'll beat somebody to death in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But at the actual game, not so much.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think the Rams win this game. I'm going Rams money line.
I'm going to go Rams. I'll take the points, and then I'll tease this everywhere I can as well, because this is going to be a blast of a game to watch, so I'm going to watch the whole thing.
And look, they're contending for the fucking for that division
yes,
right now.
Yes, both teams.
Yeah.
But nobody's out of this yet, and if the 49ers get some dudes back.
This will be a good game. This is going to be a good game.
100%.
I think the Rams are a little bit better of a team right now, just right now.
Yeah.
And now they're getting guys back, you know. The Rams are, so I think they should win this one. You know, speaking of getting back, last time I said something to First Form about needing some fucking protein bars.
Yeah.
They sent them, and I don't know who fucking heard me and who had it sent, but I'm just letting them know I need some more bars because my wife and daughter fucking hammer them.
It's Ryan Riggle.
And
he listens to the show every day.
Everybody who has these bars, swear to God, takes them every single time. Every guest that comes in the studio, their assistants, publicists, everything, they always eat these goddamn bars, and it's the same thing.
That's how we know which sponsors to hang on to, by the way. Like, if we leave product lying around and nobody ever takes it, it's like, all right, they're probably not that good.
Right.
But these things, everybody steals all of our
They're always gone, dude. The Lucy's are fucking gone. Like, yeah, all of it. And it's one of those things, too, where you look at it and you're like, how is there no sugar in this? We get that same comment on Hard AF Seltzer. Like, I don't understand how they taste like Jolly Ranchers. And I was like, if you use natural ingredients, man, you can make it fucking happen. But I'm a huge fan.
It doesn't give you that, like, gassy, you know. Dan, you know what I'm talking about.
When with, like, thick whey protein, you just, like, fart all day, ride the fart train to work.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It does. It's really high quality protein.
Yeah, it's not the Turd Express.
I took the Turd Express. I missed breakfast this morning. I ate one of those. I ate a peanut butter chocolate pretzel.
Okay,
right. So that's 20 grams of protein. But then I had to eat 12 deviled eggs to get my protein.
Oof, that bathroom and car ride home is going to be rough. Tonight,
no, that's fine. Yeah. You're just weak is your problem.
Leave the windows up. No. You eat deviled eggs. You eat that many deviled eggs, dude.
It's just casein protein. It breaks down slower in your body.
Oh, I know.
That's all.
It's still though. It's gonna be a stinky evening for sure.
Oh, I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna smoke a fucking tomahawk steak and eat the entire thing as well.
Well, that I like. I'm gonna have a steak as well. Next up.
Hold on a second, Dan. Where do you get your steaks from?
From a bunch of different places. The latest place is Nate
Eight Primal
Boyer. Eight Primal. Yeah, I've got an order of those in. But I get it from there. I get Wagyu steaks from Crowd Cow, if you're familiar with that. I think they're in Colorado, actually. And then our buddy Jake.
JakeSteaks.com.
Yeah, Jake
is who
steaks.
He gets steaks from
here.
Yeah,
I get a lot from him.
And then if
he's in Missouri.
Right. And if he's not here, then it's Moink Box. Moink Box is the jam.
Yeah.
Promo code Drinker Bros over there. Yeah.
But I get it from a bunch of different places. But it's all like they all come from local farms.
Yes. All of them, and we support all of them. Mm-hmm. So, like, even Nate, like, Nate's company is not a sponsor on the show. But because we support that, and it's just like, hey, it really does make a difference in your life, come on the show and talk about it.
You know Little Belt, right?
Yeah.
Don't you know those guys? So Little Belt is in they have this – Tim and Homeboy have this other organization called Valor Provisions. They're trying to start, like, a co-op of veteran meat producers all across the country right now. So if you go check out Valor Provisions website, you can see some of the stuff they've set up already. If you're looking for a place that's local to you to get meat.
Yeah, because it really does make a huge difference.
I mean, that was In-N-Out's model all those years. They would never leave California because they wouldn't be more than a 6-hour drive away from their fucking products.
Yep.
right?
Next up, we got Chiefs at the Browns. This is Chiefs minus 4.5.
Can you imagine this only being a 4.5-point spread?
I cannot understand it for the life
No,
of
you
me.
Can because the Chiefs don't give a fuck.
Because the Chiefs win by three? Yeah. Is that
where
we're at?
They're 4-8-1 against the spread this year. That is the worst against the spread they've had since Patrick Mahomes has been in the league.
Yeah.
By far.
Who you got here?
I mean, I'm going to take Cleveland because these fuckers do not cover spreads.
It's going to be a field goal game, probably.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, my God.
It's wild, man.
I know.
I'm probably going to have to tease this one, at least make it a touchdown game. Because I don't trust the Browns to keep it that close.
I don't either. And it's No. I got to go KC minus 4.5.
Just touch it.
They've got to win by a touchdown eventually. It's got to be this week.
Well, this is one of those games where if you fucking are betting on this game, you really are. You really do have a problem because Jameis Winston could play lights out and they could win the game.
He could. He's just so hit and miss, man, that it's just impossible to believe in him.
He's
either
really fucking good or he's going to throw four fucking interceptions. Like it's.
I know. I don't know. Yeah, which one's going to show up? Look, Chiefs are 12-1. They can't miss for some reason. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are minus 4 turnover ratio this season. That means they're turning the ball over more than they're getting takeaways.
Yeah.
They don't have great corners. I mean, they have a great front seven, but
I don't know how they're doing it. Kareem Hunt is now their leading rusher at 600 yards.
Like, this isn't the type of team that's going to take the ball away from Jameis a bunch. So maybe I'm not saying they're going to lose or anything, but they're not a great takeaway team.
Yeah. This ain't your daddy's Chiefs team. Next up, we got Bengals at the Titans. This is Cincinnati minus 5. Derek, any shot that Cincy wins out and sneaks into the playoffs?
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they win this one easily.
I do too, but I'm looking at the rest of their schedule. They got Tennessee, Browns, Broncos, Steelers. But Broncos, they definitely win. But Steelers, I don't know what – that's the last game of the year. I don't know that the Steelers actually will play that game because they probably won't have to. And let's face it, in that division, it's going to be Chiefs and Bills anyways. So, I could see them winning out, sneaking into the playoffs here at 9-8.
Yeah. There's only going to be –
when's the last time you actually sit, guys?
What's that?
When's the last time you actually saw a team – when's the last time you actually saw a team – sit their starters.
Usually the last game of the year.
Usually not until the second half. You know.
I follow it because I'm in fantasy football and it fucks me every year. So like I've got to draft like all these weird players off the waiver wire just to get them
17 or 18.
Just to get them to play. So it's strange. And to that point, Derek, like even let's take the Giants. Remember that fucking game, dude? I think it was Giants versus Eagles, and they decided to play their entire second team or whatever the fuck it was, and then they end up losing. I see it a lot, but I think there's a shot at this, right? 9-8
for the Bengals.
Yeah, if they finish 9-8, would they get in?
No, I don't think
third wins won't get you in.
I don't think the third team, because the Ravens will win at least 10 games, and I don't think the third team from the AFC North is getting in.
Who else is left though?
The Chargers are going to win 10 games. Texans will win their division. Broncos will probably win 10 games as well. Yeah, there's no
way. It's between them and the Broncos. It's the 7 seed.
But, if
the
Broncos win, they play each other.
Yeah, yeah. So if the Broncos win 9 games and the Bengals win 9 games, the Bengals get
Bengals are in, yeah. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully the Broncos do only win 9 games, and then that'll be great for me.
Disagree.
Give me the Bengals in this one. I'm riding them. I like the way Burrow's playing this year. Shit, he'd be the MVP any other year.
I mean, the Titans are real bad, too.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Do you even remember the Titans?
No.
Me neither. Me neither. Next up, we got the Redskins at the Saints. This is Redskins -7. Tickets are $32 on drinkingbrostickets.com. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking the Redskins here.
D'Anthony?
I mean, the fucking Saints just put up 14 against the Giants.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend that's a real team.
No, it's not a real team. I'll kick this down a half a point, though, just in case.
Drew Locke could have ran for a first down. He decides to run into fucking darkness.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was, to be honest. I made the call of the void, maybe. He just wanted to die and not be on the team.
I just think that they said, look, you got to lose this game, bro. I don't give a fuck what happens. Just we want the first pick.
He looked like he after it happened, he showed that he was like, fuck, why did I do that? Like, you could tell he
didn't
mean it.
And I think if the Giants end up getting the first pick, because they're 2-11 right now, and there's nothing to play for from these guys, they probably take Shadur over Travis Hunter.
Maybe, yeah. I don't
Danny
know.
Danny Dimes if, is gone. He's already cut and gone.
Yeah, I don't know if Deion's going to allow that.
It's New York. He wants his kid in a New York City, you know, high dollar market there. So
I don't know that you want your guy on a team that signed Danny Dimes to a long term deal and got rid of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, we'll see.
We talked about poorly run organizations. Those are two of the biggest mistakes that have been made.
Yeah. next up is Ravens at those Giants. This is Baltimore minus 14.5 here.
Whew, too many points.
That is a lot. Derek, who you got?
I'm still going to take Baltimore. I don't think that's too many points for Baltimore against this fucking shit team.
Okay. D'Anthony?
I bet they win this game by 21 points.
The issue with this is that the Ravens just have to win, and the player like Drew Lock and et al. On the Giants are playing for contracts next year on different teams probably, right?
Uh-huh.
I just think they keep it closer than 14.5.
Yeah, I do too, because it's like, hey, dude, if you're the Ravens and you get up big by halftime, third quarter, fuck it. Keep everybody healthy and keep going.
Then again,
it'll be 9-5. Yeah, what do they care?
Then again, historically speaking, in the games that Lamar is supposed to win, he fucking balls out. Like this kind of game, it's not like other NFL teams where they play the Panthers and win by a touchdown. He usually throws like 4 touchdowns against a team like this. So I don't know. I'll think about it.
He's got 29 TDs and 3 interceptions this year.
Yeah.
So taking care of the ball. Next up. Oh, God. God damn it, dude. This is Cowboys at Panthers. Panthers are favored.
I was going to say Panthers. I was going to say Panthers money line because I figured.
No, I didn't. No.
Nope.
Derek, who you got?
I wouldn't even fuck. I'm not betting on this. I wouldn't even touch this fucking game.
No, I mean,
but I bet the Panthers do win the game.
I think they do too, but I don't put my hard American dollars on it. Hubbard's already over 1,000 yards for the season, by the way. I just don't bet this in real life, and I don't even watch it, to be honest with you. There's better games on than this. Do you touch this?
Dallas is third worst in the NFL in rushing defense. So yeah, I'll take the Panthers at 2.5.
Okay,
can't believe I'm saying that.
But if you're gonna look at something, look at that over at 43.5. Even though the Cowboys aren't winning, all these overs are hitting over there. So give me the. I'll take the over.
I think the Cowboys,
the junkie in me, will do it.
I think their souls got ripped out of their bodies last night.
I agree.
And they're gonna phone it in for the rest of the year. And I think that's what Vegas is saying right here.
Yeah, and they robbed Joe Burrow's house during the game last night.
They got 3 more weeks and they got their flights booked.
Yep.
They're fucking
going to Cancun.
Can't wait. To
by the way, Derek, they robbed Joe Burrow's house last night during the game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The same situation as Mahomes and Kelsey. Yeah.
You see that Trump is going to give $1,000 to any illegal. If you turn in an illegal to ICE, you get $1,000.
Yeah, people are bitching about that. Like, oh, fucking good, turning neighbors against each other. I'm sorry, Tim Ball set up a
temp line
for COVID.
Yeah. The other part too is the guy who caught the fucking healthcare killer, the hot assassin. They got $10,000. For murdering somebody in the middle of the fucking streets of New York. So what's, I mean, $1,000 for an illegal is pretty goddamn good work.
$10,000, and that's still not enough to pay for his health care for the year.
Sure isn't. Sure isn't. Now the penal system will be paying that health care.
Penile system.
I can tell you it's going to be a lot different, friend.
The system's going to be in his butthole.
Sure is, dude. he's the most attractive man in jail.
Speaking of shithole games
that
should never happen.
Jets at the Jaguars. This is Jets minus 3.5. Trevor Lawrence is knocked out until next year, I believe. They put him on IR. I know he's not playing. I don't even know who their backup is down there. Who's the backup in Jacksonville?
Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac Jones.
Okay. Still not touching this game, man.
He had a good game. He won the game against the Titans last week.
Good for them. Didn't watch that game. Not watching this one either.
Yeah, don't watch this.
Don't watch it.
Especially, like, usually I would say don't watch it unless you're a fan, but I would say especially if you're a fan, don't watch it.
I might even take my kids to a movie during this game, and just in case they get squirrely and accidentally turn the channel on me, you know, or I sit on the remote, and they have to watch it. They're like, oh, my God, Dad, what have you done? Next up, we got Dolphins at Texans. This is a good game because the Dolphins still have something to play for. And the Texans are 8-5. They've been on a bit of a skid here. They were able to pull one out, but 1-3 in the last four games. This is Houston minus 2.5. Who you got, Derek?
Let me see. I think I'm going to take Miami.
Ooh, okay. All right. D'Anthony?
I'll take the over.
At 46.5?
Yeah, I think this is like probably 27-20, something like that.
I'm going to do the old Patterson special and jack this up and then jack it down. Give me that famous my bookie teaser, that 7-point teaser. I'll take Dolphins plus 9.5, and then I'll drop that over down to 39.5, and I will enjoy this game because I'm actually excited to watch it. I want to watch it. Whenever I want to watch a full game, by the way, Derek, I usually bet the over, and I'll tease them together. That way I have to watch the whole goddamn thing, like last night's game. I was forced to watch that game, and I enjoyed it at the end. Next up, game of the week, game of the year, game of our lifetimes. It is Colts at the Broncos. This is Broncos minus 4. Derek, who you got?
At the Broncos.
Do you really?
Duh.
You want to think about it or?
No, nothing to think about.
You sure? You want some time?
Positive.
I can give you some things to think about.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
So right now, Denver is top third in the league in turnover ratio. Since Bonix started playing football correctly and not throwing picks all the time, they're top 5 in the league in turnover ratio, and Indianapolis is bottom 3 in the league in turnover ratio.
Yep.
So yes, Broncos minus 4.
Yeah, all over the Colts on this one. Richardson,
you're like fucking R. Kelly fighting for your life now. That's what this is.
It's not great. It's not great out here, Diddy. It's not great.
No, I'm talking about R. Kelly. I'm fighting for my life out here.
Yeah. That's what I forgot. God, that was a legendary speech.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many fucking rappers who are fucking underage kids that it's hard to keep track of.
And dudes.
Sorry about it. Yeah.
Just whatever, and dudes. Really, whatever they can get their hands on.
Whatever. A hole's a hole here.
As long as there's a little heat in there.
Yeah. Richardson's really turned it on since coming back. 2-1. Close loss against the Lions there at 24-6. So, yeah, I'm give me the Colts plus 4 here, and I'm really hanging on for dear life that they pull this one off. The biggest shocker for me in this game, Derek, is it's going to be 60 degrees at kickoff in Denver this late in the year.
Yeah. Dude, we played playoff games in January. It was 60 degrees.
Man, we've also played
playoff games in January, and it was negative 14. So.
Yeah, and then it went whenever. It might be snowing in fucking May there, though. Sometimes June.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll snow in May. Yeah. You'll get fucking dumped on in May.
I had tickets to a Rockies game, and it got snowed out, and it was May. It was the first week of May. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? And then the next day, it was like 72, and all the snow had melted. It was super strange. All right, next up is a massive, great game. Man, I wish these two games weren't on at the same fucking time. I'll do it in the quads on YouTube TV because I like the next one too. Bills at the Lions. This is Detroit's minus 2.5. Both teams are playing for home field advantage here. And I think both teams really want it at this point, for real. So the tickets are really expensive, by the way. These ones are actually $300 for like the last row. Who you got in this one?
Man.
I hate to say who I have. I'll go first if you want. Derek.
I don't believe in Josh Allen enough to bet them right here. But after them, the way they lost last week, I think they're going to be fucking jazzed up.
Yeah.
And they're playing. I think they lost last week because they were looking ahead to this game.
Uh-huh.
And I think that I think Buffalo's going to pull it out. Yeah, Detroit, they have to get a loss, like something. They have to lose one.
I'm with you, man. There's just too many injuries on the defense for Detroit. I love you, Detroit. And look, I hope this is the Super Bowl in real life. It'd be a blast for both cities and franchises and all that shit. But I just think there's just too many injuries, and the Bills still want home field. If they have to go to KC, it's going to fuck over Josh Allen again for another year.
The Bills are not good on the road.
No.
They're 4-3 on the road this year,
and they're
actually
excellent.
They're one of the best teams in the NFL, and they're 4-3 on the road right now.
Yeah.
This isn't far for them to go.
It's not that. I'm talking about the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
for
like
Kansas City.
Because all your for the Bills at this point, you're just simply measuring Kansas City. Like you gotta have that edge. And right now, they're currently two games back of the Chiefs for that home field spot.
You're forgetting another team though, that's also two games back.
In the NFC?
AFC.
AFC, yeah. Who is it?
Steelers.
Steelers, yes. But I've got them losing. I've got them losing the next game, so we'll get to it.
I don't think so. I think they're going to win this one.
Well, we'll find out. Who do you got in this Bills game,
Anthony? I'll take the Bills because the Lions' defense is beat up, and also the Bills are the number one team in the league at turnover ratio.
Really?
Yep. Josh Allen finally grew up. They went from negative two or from positive plus two last year to plus 17 this year.
Well, I mean,
Incredible. They've been giving that ball away too. So.
They've limited the throws and they've had design runs for him and all that other stuff, and it has worked. And yeah, I think they win this week, and I'm gonna take the 2.5 for the Bills. Next up, another great game, man. This will be in the quad on YouTube TV. This is Steelers at Eagles. Another one with home field playoff implications here. This is Philly -5. Who you got, Derek?
I'm gonna take Pittsburgh on the money line here because I think it's gonna be like a 3-point game.
D'Anthony, I know it's a tough one, isn't it?
No.
You're not gonna bet it?
No, it's not tough. I think the Steelers win this game.
So I'm with you. I think, Derek, I'm with you. I think Philly could win this game. I think it's going to be very close. I think it could be by a field goal. It's just the 5 points. Give me the 5. This is a game that I bet every fucking way that I can. So here's what I'm going to do in regards to mybookie.com. Give me Steelers +5. Give me, in the teasers, Steelers +12. And then I'm going to drop that over under down to 35.5. And I'm going to bet this three different ways because I think it'll all come true. But I think it's going to be a very, very close game, and it's going to be a field goal either way. I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers won or the Eagles, but the 5 points is just too much for me. So give me the Steelers in this one. Next up, we got Patriots at the Cardinals. Cardinals -6 at home.
Patriots.
Come on. Really? Okay. Yeah. Derek, who you got?
I had 6 points is too many.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of points. But they are 6-7, and they're playing for it. I mean, they're trying to at least. So,
And they're 0-3 in their last three games.
They are. I just don't know what the benefit of the Patriots is to keep winning anymore at 3-10. Yeah. I don't bet this in real life. And you'll see the bet slips in Drinker Bros Sports Facebook group, or on the app on Drinker Bros app on iTunes and Android. I'll post those as well there. But I don't bet this in real life. But I'm curious to see what he does, and if they can get it to 7-7 because that division's really fucking tight over there. Next up, you got Buccaneers at the Chargers. Shit, another great game here. This is Chargers -3. Who you got, Derek?
I'm taking Tampa.
Okay. D'Anthony?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I love Baker and shit, but they're not going into Harbaugh's house and beating him.
This is another game that I like teaser-wise, where I jack this up.
They share that. It's a shared
call. It doesn't matter. It's still John Harbaugh, or Jim Harbaugh, rather. He can...
Juan Harbaugh.
He will frustrate Baker, and that's the way you beat him.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, Baker's the kind of guy that you have to frustrate and make him mad at his own, at himself and his own team, and then he'll fucking make bad mistakes and throw picks. And Harbaugh is good at doing that.
And Herbert, dude, I'm not impressed with Herbert.
I like Herbert. I just don't know if he has the weapons there.
Well, he's leading the league in interceptions.
Is he really?
The least amount, one.
The least amount.
Season. Oh, he's one.
Because he doesn't throw the ball.
Yeah. But I like Herbert. I think he's fine. It's just they traded away all his receivers. That Johnson kid is okay. He's starting to come on later in the season. This is another one I bet three ways because I like this game. I'm going to give me a half a point, and I'll take Baker plus 3.5. I think this is a field goal game. I think Baker keeps it close. Wouldn't shock me if the Chargers won or the Buccaneers won. I just think it's a field goal game. Therefore, give me a half a point. And then also another one that I'll tease. Give me Bucks plus 10. Drop this down to 38.5 there because I think they put some points on the board. Baker always scores. He's always good for that at least. So, yeah, I think yeah. – I like to bet this every way that I can. I think it's a good game.
Their defense
too.
Is really good, though. Their defense is really good.
Yeah. But this is a good game that I keep in the quad. This is in my four here for this afternoon. Great afternoon games here. Jesus Christ. Night game. Packers at Seattle. This matters. If I'm the league, I would have bumped up that Bills Lions game. What the fuck, bro? Why did they flex that one?
I don't know. It's.
I mean, they're both good games, so you got to pick one. Seattle's on the West Coast, so you'd give it to them. That's it.
Gross.
Could have been the 40s.
This game is the only one I'll get to actually watch on Sunday.
Why? What are you doing?
Hunting.
I'll be shredding R.
Oh, yeah? You shredding R on Sunday? Okay.
What's that mean?
It means he's snowboarding.
Ah, I see.
Snowboarding. And then you're a big rollerblade guy, too, as well. I don't want to leave that out.
Yeah.
This is Green Bay minus 3 on the road. Who you got?
I'm taking Green Bay.
D'Anthony?
Seahawks won 4 in a row, but two of them were against the Cardinals, so don't read too much into that.
No,
Green Bay probably wins the game, but I don't know if it's by 3. I don't know. I probably won't bet this. I think it's too close.
I will take this down a half a point and give me Green Bay minus 2.5. I just don't believe in Geno Smith. Jackson Smith and Jigma's having a fucking incredible year out there. And yeah, dude, I just think, God, Geno's so hit and miss for me. Where the Packers are solid, they'll probably run with Josh Jacobs. He's already over 1,000 yards this year and 11 touchdowns. Give me the Packers minus 2.5 in this one. And then we got two Monday night games again, which every wife and girlfriend loves. They love it so much when there's two Monday night games. Oh, God. These are the games?
Yeah. No, neither of them are worth watching.
Bears at the Vikings. This is Minnesota minus 7. Derek, who you got?
I'm taking Minnesota.
Okay. D'Anthony?
Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, why not, dude? They're playing another awful team, so fuck it. Knock this down to 6.5. I always knock it down a half a point if it's 7, and I'll do that. And I'll parlay this with his other dog shit game just because... Monday night, I'll have nothing to live for, and late at night after the wife and kids go to bed, so I'll watch this. The next game is just so bad, I don't even know where to go here. It's Falcons at Raiders. Falcons are only favored by 4.5. The Raiders do not have a quarterback left on the roster, I believe. Who is third string? Do we know that?
For the Raiders?
No.
Because Aiden O'Connell's hurt.
It's Desmond Ridder, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it's Desmond Ridder, the revenge of Ridder. Could you imagine if he torches the Falcons, dude? God damn it. That would be hilarious.
He and their running back, Sincere McCormick, who's white.
Wait, sorry?
Just kidding. He's black.
Okay.
He went to UTSA here in Texas.
Did he? Sincerely?
Yes.
Okay.
McCormickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Falcons minus 4.5. Derek, who you got?
I'll take the Falcons. Nice.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
I know.
But yeah. I don't know because Vegas, it's a Monday night game, man. People fucking, they turn up, like guys turn up for these fucking Monday night games. So.
Look.
I can't make a decision unless I know who the fucking quarterback's actually going to be.
Well, it's probably going to be Ridder, one, two.
And Ritter's not good. So
no, he's terrible.
And I don't think they win.
Where did he go to college?
He's a Bearcat.
Is he? Okay, cool. I was just checking because I didn't know. I kind of slipped my mind there. God, what a fucking awful quarterback for the Falcons. We drafted him. Another great draft pick by our fucking front office. Look, if you're the Falcons here, as terrible as they are and as bad as I say they are on a week-to-week basis, you're one game out of the lead for the division in the worst division of all time that God has ever created. And if you cannot beat the Raiders with their third-string quarterback at minus 4.5, I think they should remove this team from the NFL and put them in the AFL and just be done with it. Just be done with the Atlanta Falcons forever. Because you can't, if you don't show up for this, Derek, on it, like for real, you're one game out of first place. If you do not show up for this game against a third string quarterback with a team that is 2-11, for Christ's sakes, at a -4.5, you do not deserve to play in the NFL anymore. I'm sorry. You take your team away at this point. And Kirk Cousins, 17. He's going for the Jameis Winston. He's got 17 and 15 there. Way to go, bud.
Yeah, maybe I'll have another 8 pass deflections this week.
Yeah, way to go. Who's on Wolf Untamed this week, Derek?
Donnie Edwards.
Donnie Edwards is on.
Yeah, so he's played in the league for 14 years. He played for the Chiefs, and he played for the Chargers. And now he has a really awesome foundation called the Best Defense Foundation. And what they do is they take – what they've been doing is they've been taking D-Day veterans back over to Normandy. They just charter a fucking 747 and fly them all over there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've seen some of the footage online, and it looks amazing. So that's great. Looking forward to that. I think we've got Anne Frank on Drinking Bros tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be Anne. We're having the team come in to build a little closet for her to hide in.
Okay.
Off camera, but you'll be able to hear her.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, yeah, tune in to Drinking Bros tomorrow for Anne Frank. Very special interview. She's been very quiet for a lot of years and is finally ready to tell the rest of her story. She said the diary was not good enough. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Derek Wolf, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.